Hey, this is Anna Siskin. I know I haven't made a podcast in a while, and I just wanted to say hello to everybody. I hope you guys are all having a great new year. I hope so far everything's working out for you and your business and everything you're doing. I know last year, 2020, we had a very hard year. I'm sure, you know, you've all, you know, been affected in some way in regards to the actual virus that came upon us like a storm. We weren't ready for it. And so, you know, I just want to talk about, you know, how 2021 can turn out to be one of the best years of your business and your health and, you know, yourself in general. Because what happens with business, and I know I talk about business all the time, but I don't really talk about self-care, where it's really important that you take care of yourself and your mental state and your physical state. You know, we worry so much about making money. We worry so much about, you know, building, you know, a successful business, but we don't take the time to look at ourselves and what a toll, you know, our workplace has taken on us or our life. And you know, you look at yourself in the mirror, you've aged already 10, 20 years, you know, some of you are younger, some of you still have yet to age and go through the process, but you know, for some of us that have gone through the process of, you know, working really hard in a corporate job, realizing that it wasn't something that we really wanted to do. And so therefore, you know, here comes the entrepreneurship kind of lifestyle. And it's a very hard road. I can't say that it's easy in any way, shape or form. For a lot of people, it might come a little bit easier. But for some of us, we have to go through the struggle first to see some sort of success. And so, you know, as you know, I grow in this business, in this industry of network marketing and the multi-level marketing, I realize that, you know, we tend to also forget about, like I said, ourselves. And so, you know, self-care is really important, especially when you're aging, and you're getting older. You know, taking care of yourself is really important versus you just making some money. You know, I took a step back in 2020, really looked at everything and thought of myself as, okay, you know, what am I going to do in order to change, you know, my lifestyle and change the way I look at health, the way I look at myself and the way I want to proceed with, you know, my health goals. And so I took my health goals very seriously because I did not want to catch this virus. And so I joined a wellness company. I added that to my portfolio of my credit repair business that I already have. A lot of you already know I have my credit repair business. And so I went into the wellness industry starting from scratch and realizing that, you know what, I needed to work on myself before I could go out there and promote my business and, you know, try to, you know, tell people, look, this is what I'm doing. Because for a lot of you that have known me on social media, followed me for a lot of years, you guys know that I have always been in digital marketing. I've always done other things where it was instant, you know, commissions. And so health and wellness was kind of the last thing that I really wanted to do. And so when I took this journey and I said, okay, you know, I'm going to step into this health and wellness journey, what are the reasons behind why would I be doing something like that? And then as a lot of you know, I've told this story before that my daughter in 2019 had surgery and she went through a very hard period where, you know, her health wasn't the best. And so she had to take a step back and take her health more seriously. And so it was a very scary time for me as a mom. And so when I saw my daughter go through the process and then I realized, okay, you know, I'm not getting any younger and I don't like the way I'm looking these days. I didn't like the way I fit into my clothes. I didn't like what I was looking at in the mirror. I was aging fast and I could tell. And so I really just started to get serious about my health goals in 2019 and 20. And so now we're in 2021. And so what I've done, you know, up to this point is I focused on losing some weight. I was very fast gaining weight and, I took a step back and saying, okay, what things I have to cut out in my diet? What things do I have to do in order to get me where I need to be? And I, you know, I had to, of course, start from scratch. You know, I had to, you know, work out. I have to, you know, make sure that what I'm putting in my daily food, is it beneficial to me or is it just for pleasure? I started looking at food as not my friend. I started to look at food as it is supplying me with the nutrition that I need for the day. And if it doesn't do that, then I need to make eat smaller portions of the things that I really like. So instead of having, you know, four or five pieces of pizza, I need to tone it down to two. If I want to eat a cheeseburger, maybe I should take the cheese out and eat a hamburger. If I want to have a salad, you know, I need to make sure that I'm putting more vegetables in than protein. And so I started to, you know, kind of adapt a different way to eat, a different way to you know, do those things. And I will sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I will sometimes enjoy chocolate, enjoy ice cream, and enjoy pizza and cheeseburgers and fries. I'm not going to deny myself certain little pleasures on occasion if I choose to do that. But I know that my end goal, you know, I'm not going to consume those foods every day because it's not going to be beneficial to the end result of what I'm doing, especially if you're working out for 30 minutes a day. You know, you're kind of defeating the purpose of working out if you're not going to change your daily eating habits. And so I realized that I had to be very disciplined in my own self. And even if I'm tempted at times to kind of, you know, not do the right thing and eat the right way, I try to, you know, tell myself that, you know, if I want a better body, if I want to have a better, you know, way of my clothes fitting me, if I want to look a certain way, then I need to take care of the things that need to be taken care of. And I need to not be afraid to, you know, not be afraid to take those chances and kind of take a step back and change everything about what I'm doing. And so that's what I've chosen to do. And I'll tell you, for the last, I'd say for the last 6 months, 7 months have been really life-changing for me. I realize that it's a process and that things aren't going to happen overnight. I did lose a lot of weight so far. And now I'm stepping into losing the last 10 pounds that I have to go in my weight loss journey, because I want to weigh about 135 or 130 pounds. And so I only have 10 more pounds to go. And in order to do that, I just need to stay disciplined in the things that I want to be involved in, especially working out, eating better, and taking good supplements. And so the wellness company that I got involved in really opened up my eyes. You know, here I'm doing it for my daughter. Here I'm doing it, you know, to start my health journey. And of course, it's going to take me into my wealth journey, but I'm taking my health so seriously that I'm just like, you know, okay, I need to really dig deep into this health journey. I need to go all the way if I'm going to do this. And so what I did is I got on a supplement called NutriBurst. The NutriBurst is a liquid vitamin that I take every day. I incorporate it in my smoothies. I take it every day, and that's giving me all the vitamins that my body needs, which actually makes me less hungry if I take it in the morning. And so I'm also doing, you know, a supplementation where I drink protein shakes in the morning if I'm not going to have breakfast. I'll do a meal replacement shake in the morning or in the afternoon, depending on what I want to do for that day. I take, you know, pretty much the detox tea that we have. It's a hemp instant detox tea that I've been taking. And that actually is a slimming tea that I take in the evening right before bed. And what that's going to do as I'm sleeping, it's going to slowly detox, you know, my intestines. So when I wake up in the morning the next day, I'm going to have, you know, good bowel movements and get rid of all the toxins that I've put into my body. So sometimes, you know, if I do choose to eat bad the previous day, I will detox at night so that the next day I can go ahead and get rid of all that bad stuff that I ate. But, you know, the detox process, I mean, scares a lot of people. When people hear detox, they think, you know, oh, it's going to be, you know, a hard journey. You know, I'm going to be going to the bathroom constantly, you know, and it's a possibility that you might, and it's a possibility that you won't. It just depends on you, the person, and depends on how bad your eating habits are. So you got to think, if you've put bad stuff in your body for years, then of course the detox tea is going to do its job. Right. But in the process of me detoxing, guys, and what I found in my stools was very shocking to me. And it's probably going to gross a lot of you out and you probably don't want to hear about it. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because I want you to understand that your body is telling you something when you're detoxing. OK, so as I started to detox and take this tea every night, what I found is that I was, you know, getting rid of a lot of mucus in my body. I was getting rid of a lot of parasites that I had. And, you know, not everybody wants to say and talk about parasites because it's a very nasty subject. And I know that it grosses people out and they don't want to think about any parasites being in their stool or in their colon. But honestly, you know, you've got to think this way. If you Google how meat is processed, how, you know, our food is being processed now, it's not like it was back in the 50s when our parents were taking, you know, were eating meat and, you know, eating certain foods. So everything is different now in our 2021 year here. And so I realized that, you know what, it just might be that, you know, by chance, you know, there might be some parasites in your food, especially if it's undercooked, if it's not cooked all the way. And so, you know, I like to eat sushi. You know, for a lot of you sushi eaters, you know, you will have parasites because it's a raw food that you're eating, raw fish. And, you know, fish in the sea, you know, will eat, you know, certain things, and parasites will link to them, you know, because they're in the sea, you know, and that's how it is. And you have to be realistic with things. And so as I was detoxing and I'm getting rid of parasites, I'm getting rid of mucus, I'm getting rid of a lot of waste that's been sitting in my colon for a long time. And so I realized that I was losing weight faster that way also, because sometimes when you have, you know, a stomach, you know, your stomach is a little bit bigger. Sometimes you think it's just fat. You know, I'm just a bigger person. I'm just chunky, you know, and honestly, it's not even that. Sometimes it's just a bunch of backed up, you know, waste that you haven't got rid of. Okay, because you're not going to the bathroom. Some people that I talk to don't go to the bathroom, but once every 2 weeks. And I don't understand how you're eating every day and you don't go to the bathroom. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it shocks me on some people. And you might, you know, be hearing this story today and thinking, gosh, you know, I don't even go to the bathroom that often. You know, and honestly, you have to ask yourself, what's sitting in your colon? What's sitting in your stomach if you're not going to the bathroom every day? If I don't go to the bathroom every day, I feel like full. I feel like bloated. I don't feel right. And so, you know, some of you are, you know, feeling tired and fatigued, and, you know, you guys, you know, are having maybe some rashes on your skin, and some of you are dealing with some stuff happening in your body and you don't understand what's happening. But most of the time it's because a lot of waste is sitting in your colon. You haven't got rid of it. You need to do a detox. And so when I detoxed, I wasn't afraid to detox because I've done it before. So, you know, I've always detoxed. Actually, when I was in my 20s, I used to do it all the time. So I remember, you know, doing that. So I wasn't afraid to do it. But when it happened, yeah, you know, my body went through the detoxification process. And I started to realize that, you know, I was going to go through a process of going to the restroom 3 times a day. And that didn't bother me. And so as I'm going through my detox, as I'm doing my weight loss, eating better and drinking a lot of water and taking care of my body, I started to see the changes in me. I started to see my hair is shinier. My skin is clearer. I started to see, you know, the weight falling off. And, you know, I started to see that, you know, I still look younger, even though I'm older. I started to do the age backwards thing. And that actually gave me so much happiness, because I was like, you know what, this is working. And so when I joined this wellness company, I just didn't think that it was going to be all that in a bag of chips, but it is. And so when I go on social media and I share my journey with people, and people look at me, they think I'm like 28 years old. Even when I'm out in public, people think I'm younger. And so that makes me understand that what I'm doing is working. And so when I recommend these products to people, I'm very serious about it. I don't play around with my business. I don't take it very lightly. Health and wellness is not just a business for me to make money. It is for me to tell people, look, if you want to lose weight, if you want to feel better, if you want shinier hair, you want better skin, if you want to take care of your body the way it was designed to, then you need to start your health and wellness journey now. And, you know, I don't know if this virus did something to our society where it woke us up with health and wellness, because I think it did. I think in some sort of way, it let us know that, you know what? You have to take better care of yourself. Because the most of the people, or some of the people that passed away from this virus, they had underlying health issues with diabetes, heart disease. They had, you know, autoimmune diseases. And so, you know, when you're dealing with all that stuff, you need to find something that's going to help you, you know. And so I'm super excited to share this with you guys. And I know, you know, I'm sharing a lot about my story and about what's going on with me, but I think it's important that you understand where I came from. You know, I wasn't the healthy girl or the guru or the, you know, I'm not one of those fitness chicks that, you know, goes out and says, oh, yeah, you know, let's work out. And let's, you know, I'm not one of those kind of people. I'm just a regular person, you know, and honestly, I don't love to work out. It's not like one of my passions, but I will do it because I know that it's going to give me the results that I need. And I know why a lot of people don't work out and don't want to exercise, because it hurts. It's painful. I'm going to be honest with you. When you work out, you're going to be sore. Your body's not going to be happy because it's accustomed to you not working out. So when you do something different, your body's going to rebel against what you're doing. And it's going to fight you every step of the way. It's not going to be the easiest journey, a health and wellness journey, but it's going to be the better one for you, and you're going to start feeling better. And once you start seeing the results of your body and the way it's shaped, and, you know, you put on clothes and they look so much better on you, and you start feeling more confident about yourself, and you start feeling more, you know, attractive, and it just makes you feel like you're a million bucks. You know what I'm saying? And so when you feel like that, everything else around you and everybody else around you can feel that change in you. They can see that there's something happening to you, you know, and they want to know what it is, right? A lot of people are like, well, what is it? What is it that she's done that I can do that's going to help me? And so what I'm telling you guys is, if you everybody needs a vitamin, everybody. I don't care who you are right now listening to this, you need a multivitamin. And the reason why I chose liquid vitamins over capsules is because your body absorbs 98% of the vitamin, of a liquid vitamin, versus a capsule. It takes about 3 hours for your body to digest a capsule. And it's only being absorbed 30% of the vitamins in your digestive tract. So honestly, you're not getting the full nutrition in a capsule. And you can Google this, okay? It's not like I'm lying to you. You can Google this information and see why is a liquid vitamin better than a capsule. And it'll tell you. And so, you know, that's why I take my liquid vitamin. And then I take a drink in Immunity. And this is a brand new product that my company just released last month. And actually, it's just a drink that you drink, and you can drink it with breakfast or lunch. I do it with lunch. And what it does is it builds your immune system. And I'm telling you, me taking these products, right, my detox tea, my Immunity, and my liquid vitamin, I mean, I've already been exposed, I'd say, to this virus, but I have not got it. And so for me, I think building and boosting your immune system is really important. I'm not saying that my products cure any disease. Please do not dismiss what I'm saying, okay? What I'm saying is, this is my own personal explanation and journey of what they've done for me. And I'm sharing this with you so that you can try them out for yourself and see if they work for you. I'm not guaranteeing that they'll work for you, but I'm saying it's a possibility that they can do good for you, okay? And so I just feel so compelled to bring this to the market, because I feel like it's so needed right now. You know, I mean, you know, it's not about, you know, getting your money or selling something, because that's not what I am. I'm not a salesperson. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm just somebody that's trying to help you feel better about you. Okay. And take self-care seriously. And I don't mean just going to get a facial and pedicures and all that stuff, because all that stuff's great for self-care. All that's, you know, beauty products and all that stuff is great, but you have to take care of the inside of your body so that your outward body can look good, so that your nails and your hair and, you know, your skin can shine. You know, and then if you do get a facial or if you do get a pedicure, that you even look even better. You see what I'm saying? But the thing about it is just feeling better overall. If some of you are struggling with being tired all the time, you're a little bit overweight, you don't feel good in your clothes, you feel like maybe you need a change, then I need you to reach out to me on Instagram, okay? I need you to follow me at Official Girl Boss Anna with two N's. And on my IG, basically you could just request me, follow me, and then just DM me. You know, tell me, hey, Anna, you know, I heard your podcast. I was interested in your products. What do you recommend for me? You know, and just let me know your health goals. That's it. And then I'll direct you to the right, you know, supplement for you. And then you give it a try. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you lose nothing. If you're not happy after 30 days, you send it back. They give you your money back, and you're all good. So I don't want you to feel like, you know, you're held with the product. You have to keep it. It's not that way with us. And so I hope that, you know, you really take this seriously and that you actually just take better care of you. I've helped a lot of people so far since I've been doing this. And I've helped one girl. She lost about almost 40 pounds. I've helped another girl with inflammation in her joints because she had shoulder surgery. So she uses my CBD ointment, because I have an ointment as well, pain management ointment. And there's so many other great products, you know, and I've helped, you know, another girl with her autoimmune disease. So, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm helping cure diseases. Again, I will say that I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that my products can help ease, you know, whatever's going on in your body. And so you need to try it out for yourself to see if it's going to be good for you and work for you. And if not, then like I said, you can return it and then it's all good. You get your money back. But follow me there on Instagram and I'll be more than happy to talk to you more in detail about the products. Or you can see my journey and you could just check it out and see what I've done and go down my posts and see, you know, if, you know what I mean, if what I'm saying is true, because you'll see my journey on there. And I talk a lot about me and who I've been helping and what I've been doing, transformations and all that good stuff. So I hope that, you know, you follow me on Instagram and I'll talk to you guys soon, and take care of yourself because you matter. Hello everybody. It is Anna Sisk again, bringing you a new podcast. We're ending today, the week. Today is Friday. You might be listening to the replay. You know what? It doesn't matter. Whenever this gets to your ears, I really do hope that it awakens something inside of you, because that's my whole purpose for coming on this podcast today. I wanted to really enlighten you guys and bring this to light, because a lot of you, and I mean a lot of you, need to understand this one thing I'm going to explain to you. And it is, do you know who you are? Let me say that again. Do you know who you are? And that is something that you need to be reminded of very often, because if you don't understand who you are, you're gonna fall so many times. And some of you probably have already fallen so many times. Maybe you're already on your last leg. Maybe life has beaten you down so far that it has been really difficult for you to get yourself back up. My whole goal for this podcast is to lift you up, to extend my hand to you and tell you, get up. Get up one more time. And I know how hard and difficult it is to be an entrepreneur, to try to build a business and try to build a reputation and try to build a team and a network of people, to try to lead people to get out of their way. And I know how difficult it is to struggle and to try to see the best in people, but they can't even see the best in themselves. And that's where the problem lies for a lot of you. A lot of you, one thing happens and another thing happens and another thing happens and it snowballs and you're getting hit like in a boxing ring. You're up against your enemy and you're getting punched and punched and punched and you're just falling and you're TKOing all over the place, okay? And what's happening to a lot of you is you don't understand that in business, in life in general, in everything that you are going to do till the day you die is going to be a journey. And it's going to either lift you up to the highest part of your life that you're going to excel, that you're going to become great, or you're just going to be stuck in a bad relationship, in a bad situation, in a bad lifestyle, in a bad, you know, moment, you know, where you're so depressed you can't even think or move in life. And a lot of you are stagnant in your life right now. A lot of you are stuck in this mentality of what you should be, or you're that person that you're letting everybody speak into your life. You're letting everybody tell you who you are. Your relationships all over the place. You have a man or a woman telling you that, you know, no one else is going to want you because, you know, you're not good enough, you know, or you have, you know, your mom or your dad that don't believe in you and that are always looking down at you and telling you that you're no good. Or, you know, you're stuck in a business where, you know, or your workplace where you're going to a job every day, clocking in, clocking out, knowing that there's more to life than that. But you're still stuck doing it because that's just routine. That's what you do. You wake up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, go to sleep. You wake up, go home, eat dinner, go to sleep. You're like a robot. And some of you are miserable in the state and of life that has been handed to you. But remember that you have to know who you are in order to move forward, in order to have the lifestyle that you want, in order to have the relationship that you want, in order to have the friends that are going to respect you and love you genuinely. And you're, you know, because let me tell you, when you're building a business and when you're in business, you're going to meet a lot of people, and not everybody wants to celebrate with you. Not everybody wants to be your friend. Not everybody wants, you know, to be good to you. And you, because you're a loving person, you want to love on everybody. You want to believe on everybody. You want to see the good in people. You want to believe that your friends, all your friends, love you. You don't want to say, oh, there's a snake in camp. You know, there's a snake about, right? You don't want to think that. Because you're a positive person. You want to see the good in people. And I get that. But then when that person fails you, or when that friend or coworker or business partner is undermining you and they stab you in the back, is a blow to some of you. And some of you are upset, you're devastated, you're distraught by the whole actions of another person because you don't know who you are. Because you're lost. You see, I'm telling you this from experience. I'm telling you this because life has brought me to this moment where I believe in the good in all, but I know all is not for me. I know that there's going to be some snakes in the camp. I know that some people are going to fail me. And no matter how I look at them and how much I love them, no matter how much I want them to be what I want them to be, they want to be something else because they chose what they wanted to do, or they chose an action that they knew would hurt me, but regardless, they did it anyway. And so I'm telling you this because I don't want you to be surprised when the blows come. I don't want you to be surprised when the hurt comes, or when the devastation comes, or when, you know, people fail you and you know, people don't believe in you and you're the only one standing in your camp. Because, you know, if you know who you are, because if you really, really deep down in the core of your being know who you are, know who you're going to be, you know that you're going to be successful regardless of who's in it with you or not. If you believe that you have a lot of knowledge to give to people and they reject it, it's okay. Because you know who you are. You know that no matter what life throws at you, no matter what you go through, you know who you are. And it's not going to break you. Yes, it might make you stumble. Yes, you might cry for a night. You might, you know, break down for a day. But the following day, you will get back up. Because you remember, and you remind yourself of who you are. You remind yourself that you have a lot to bring to the table when it comes to business or a relationship. You know what you're bringing to the relationship. You know you're a good person. You know that you don't deserve less. When you know who you are, you're not going to allow people to destroy you. You're not going to allow people to take from you. You're not going to allow things to come and shock you. Instead, you're going to turn it around. And you're going to say, it's okay. Because you're going to be okay. Because you're going to be fine. It's just a matter of circumstance, right? You're just going through a period of circumstance. This is not going to break you because there is a tomorrow. Because there is a next week. There is a next month and there is a next year. Because you know that moving forward, that one door closes, 10 more open. That's just life. And so when you know who you are, you stand there ready to fight. You're not going to fall on the ground too many more times because you know you're going to get back up. And your opponent might not know that you might have, you know what I'm saying, a special move that you might clock them straight in the jaw. You see what I'm saying? And that you know who you are, and you know that the battle is only part of the game. It's part of the journey. It's part of you growing in business, relationships, or wherever you're moving in life. And so I'm bringing you this podcast because I wanted to show you guys that it's very, very clear to me that if you don't know who you are, you're going to get beat down by life. But if you know who you are, life is just part of the journey. You're going to deal with some things. You're going to deal with some people. You're going to deal with some circumstances. You're going to deal with some obstacles. And though they look devastating at the moment, though they crush your soul, it's only part of the journey. It's only part of the journey. And if you keep telling yourself that, it's only part of the journey. This is only temporary. My circumstances are temporary because this is not where I'm always going to be. This is not who I'm going to be. And this is just one moment in time that I'm going through this. Because there's not You could replace anyone in your life. Friend, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever. Family members even. You can replace anyone in your life with someone better. You know, the thought of you being crushed by the loss of somebody, one person, to destroy you and devastate you, where you never trust another human being again, whether you never love again, or you never open yourself again, or you never trust anyone in business again, is a lie. Because once you lose someone that wasn't for you, there's always going to be someone that comes along that heals what is broken and that helps you heal what is broken. Because you forgave that person, because you let go of that hatred or that malice or that revenge or whatever it is that you're feeling, you forgave that person and you let it go. Not for them, but for you. I always tell people, when you forgive somebody, it's not for them. It's for you. It's for your peace. It's for your healing. It's for your sanity. And so I think that a lot of us, like I said, forget who we are. Forget that we are the ones that are kings and queens in our priesthood. We are the ones that are the kings and queens of our lives. We are the rulers of our life. Of course, if you have a divine power, higher power of faith, like I do, you know that it is not just you. It is the higher power above you that governs you. But that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother time. But what I'm saying is, I know who I am. I know who I am. And so because I know who I am is why I don't allow certain things or certain people or certain circumstance to break me in that moment. You know, I'm very resilient when it comes to things, and I will always bounce back. I will always come back stronger than I did when I was going through the storm. And I don't know if it's because it's just something in me that won't let me forget who I am. And maybe that's possibly my higher power and my belief system. But it is something that's gotten me through life. And it's something that I felt like I had to share with you. I had to share this. Because some of you are walking around so defeated, so lost, so powerless, that you don't know, that you forgot. You forgot who you are. You forgot for a moment. You forgot. And I'm here to remind you. Don't forget. Remember. Remember. And so a lot of the times, you know, we have people in our lives, especially if you have parents that are very negative, that have brought you up thinking that you're nothing. And so you believe them, and then you've maybe gone to jail, or maybe you've, you know, done some bad things, and maybe you feel like, you know, you can't possibly turn your life around because, you know, this is what you are. Because you've already accepted that, because you've already received that. That is why you're where you are. And a lot of you two women out there, I hear you. You talk a lot on social media. You guys talk about how you're not pretty enough, how you're not special enough, like, you know, you don't have the better body or the skin or the hair or the, you know, the makeup, the money for the makeup. You don't have the money for the clothes and the shoes, and, you know, you're not good enough, and you don't think you deserve someone better because you don't have the means to get better. But I'm here to tell you that, you know what? That's a lie. That's a lie. Because there is always somebody out there for somebody like you. There is always somebody out there waiting for someone like you. And it doesn't matter what you have, you know what I mean, possessions and all that stuff, okay? You don't need all that stuff to make you who you are. Because at the end of the day, if we were stripped from all of the material things, if we didn't have any eyelashes or the lipsticks or the stilettos, the dress, the purse, that, you know, all that. If you didn't have all that, would you still know who you are? Of course you would, if you knew who you were. But if you don't, and that's what makes you, is the clothes and the hair and the money, then you don't know who you are. You would be lost without all your stuff. And that's what I'm here to remind you of, is that it's not the stuff that makes you who you are. It is what's inside of you. It's what's in your core, in the deep inside of you that makes you who you are. What you believe you are is who you are. If you believe you're a failure, then you are. If you believe you're successful, then you are. It's just a matter of belief system on who you are. And so I wanted to bring this so bad out to you guys, because I know that I wasn't supposed to bring this out to you guys. I know that something's been fighting me to bring this forward to you guys. Something did not want me to tell you this. But some of you are going to be healed by this audio. You're going to be healed personally, internally, and you're going to have a shift in your life. You're going to have an aha moment. You're going to have like, whoa, that's right. I need to know who I am. Some of you need to know who you are. And even you men, you know, you might have a bad relationship and you might have a female telling you that you're no good and that you're this and you're that. You might have, you know, maybe your parents don't see you for who you are, or your friends or whoever. And you feel so low that you just can't see yourself being successful. You can't see yourself having better in your life. But I'm here to tell you that you can. And so I'm going to close this audio because I'm already going into 20 minutes, but I want you guys to just remember who you are. And every single one of us, every single person on this earth, every single man, woman, child, every single person, living soul, has a purpose. Every single thing has a purpose. And you just need to understand your purpose and what you want for your life. If you want to write that book, write it. If you want to go and find out that business that you've been wanting to build, that idea you've been wanting to make to bring to life, you need to go and do it. Whatever passion you have inside of you that you has been stirring you up, and you just know that it's out there, you know that there's more to your life than what you're receiving right now, then go find it and go get it. Stop letting everybody speak into your life. Stop letting everybody tell you who you are. Stop fighting with people and arguing with people and trying to make them see who you are. Stop trying to convince them to see who you are and to have, you know, whatever it is that you want. You need to stop asking people for permission to tell you who you are. Stop. And what you need to do is, once you stop, you need to move forward and seek action to that thing that you want to come to life. And whatever it is, if it's a better relationship and you want a better husband, a better wife, girlfriend, whatever, then you need to decide that you're tired of being treated like dirt. You're tired of being taken for granted. You're tired of, you know, this person abusing you physically and mentally. You're tired. Decide when it's time to walk away is what I'm saying. Decide when it's time to walk away from your friends, from your family, from partners that don't bring you up. Decide that it's time. And if it's a business partnership, maybe it's time for you to walk away. Maybe it's time for you to find something that you really want to do. Maybe, you know, you need to find that $1 million idea. Whatever it is, But stop letting people speak into your life. Stop letting things stop you from who you are. Because remember who you are. Just remember. And if you just remember and you understand who you are and you start believing in who you are, then things are going to change in your life. You're going to see better things come. You're going to see the good friends that come. You're going to see the better relationships that are going to come. You're going to see the better business partners that you're going to deal with. You're going to see everything change and things shift in your life. Because once you decide in your mind, and once you decide and you fully decide with 110% of your soul and core that this is it, this is who you are, this is what you're going to do, this is what you decided to do, then this is what you choose to do, then you're going to see the results that you want to see in your life, is all I'm saying. So I hope this audio really helps you guys out. Maybe you have some friends that need this audio. Maybe they need to hear this positivity come into their life, and I hope they're listening. I just want to say that just remember who you are. Don't ever let anyone else tell you who you are, and keep pushing, keep going, keep getting up every day. Don't let life beat you down so far down that you can't get up, and keep moving, guys. All right. If this audio helped you guys in any way, please reach out to me at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna. Tell me that this audio helped you guys out. Reach out to me. I would love to hear your stories and testimonies, because I really, really feel like this message is for somebody out there. I don't know who you are, but you need to know who you are. But reach out to me and let me know. All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you soon. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.